You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Hello, America, and happy Saturday. What a great show we have for you today. It's not often that we can get two of America's greatest thought leaders together on a single show, but we've pulled that off tonight. That's pretty cool, right? Joining us today, back-to-back, Bill O'Reilly, one of the most read authors in all of America, one of the most watched television hosts in American history. He'll be up first, followed by one of the hottest conservative radio voices in America today, Sebastian Gorka, 3 million plus listeners on the Salem Radio Network. He'll be talking to us as well. We've got a lot to cover. The January 6th committee, the revelation that President Biden pressed the Saudis to delay their oil production cuts until after the midterm elections. Oh, wait a second. Is that a foreign intervention in our election? Some Republicans think so, like Tom Tiffany in Wisconsin. We're going to ask Seb Gorka about that. And then we're going to round out the show with one of the most rational and forceful voices in law enforcement. Former NYPD Commissioner Bernie Kerik is going to join us. We're going to talk about crime. I'm going to tell you this. 7-8 months ago, before anyone made this prediction, before polls ever showed it as an issue in the election, Bernie Kerik said, take my word for it. This defunding police, this cashless bail, this putting cops' hands behind their back and not letting them do their job, it's going to become the election issue that tips 2022. Well, Bernie Kerik has proven right. The polls show that crime, 3/4 of Americans now believe violent crime is out of control. Bernie Kerik's going to round out the show today with some pretty strong insights on why this has become a political issue, how we fix it after the midterm elections, and what to look for in the final 20-plus days, 24 days until the midterm elections of November 2022. All right, folks, why wait any longer? Let's get right to the commercial break. When we come back, Bill O'Reilly, followed by Seb Gorka, followed by Bernie Kerik. In the old days of baseball, they'd call that murderer's row. What a great group of thought leaders coming up. Let's have that break. We'll be right back with Bill O'Reilly. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order. We have had some pretty extraordinary days in Washington, and there's no better way to make sense of it than to bring in one of America's greatest journalists, one of its greatest authors, the author of this, my new favorite book, Killing the Legends. If you haven't gotten this book, folks, it is amazing. Three people you thought you knew everything about, Elvis Presley, John Lennon, Muhammad Ali. Well, not until you read Bill O'Reilly's book. Joining us right now, the one and only Bill O'Reilly. Bill, great to have you on.
John, I want to say something to your audience that you wouldn't say, but all of your reporting over the last, I don't know, 2.5, 3 years has been borne out in this trial,
This
Danchenko trial. You know, whatever you said, now we're hearing under oath as fact from the FBI.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I'm follow all the news for all of the whole big picture here. I follow you and I follow the Fox and the networks and MSNBC and CNN. None of them had this. In the as far as the methodical way that you presented it, and I don't know if there's one thing that you reported that has not been borne out by that trial. Is there anything?
Well, I got to admit, I didn't know about the $1 million offer to steal. That was quite a bombshell on Tuesday, and it just gives you a sense.
That may be true, but nothing that you said and reported has been refuted.
No, I've been blessed to have good sources, and thank you, Bill. That's very kind to acknowledge it. Thank you.
Well, it's very impressive.
We enjoy, I love No Spin News. It's one of the must-watch shows in my repertoire now. You have a way of kind of crystallizing what's going on in the country, getting above all of the smoke and really explaining what it is. When you take a look at the Biden presidency, where it is at this very moment, inflation at record highs, crime soaring out of control, our allies thumbing their nose at us, whether it's OPEC, Russia, the Biden presidency seems like it's on the precipice of an amazing collapse. What is going on? Where does he fit in history, and where does he fit in this moment of American politics?
Well, 2 years in, it's not quite, but I think that's the only barometer you can use. Joe Biden is now tied for the second worst president in our history. The first was James Buchanan, who enabled the South to accumulate weaponry and do whatever the South wanted to do, emboldening them, and that led directly to the Civil War. Herbert Hoover came in, Great Depression hit. He didn't know what to do. He sat there. Americans suffered. Some of them died, and he didn't take any action. He's tied with Biden. So the reason that Biden has been such a failure is that there are actually two reasons, John. Number one, he cannot absorb information anymore mentally. He just you can tell him something on Thursday and on Friday, you don't know, he won't remember what you told him. And you can see that all over the place. This week he said that his son Beau died in Iraq. I mean, look, that's not a misstatement. You know, it's his brain is not operating the way his brain operated 20 years ago. So when you say something to him, he can absorb it at the moment, but then he doesn't know cause and effect. All right. So when you attack the fossil fuel industry on your first day in office, what is that going to lead to? Joe Biden doesn't understand that. He basically takes orders from the progressive left, which controls him. And that has led to a disastrous economic situation and a foreign policy situation that's frightening. I interviewed former Secretary of State Pompeo this week, who's a very frank man. I mean, he'll let it fly. And I said, look, Putin, I think Putin might be mentally ill. Pompeo disagrees with me on that, and that's it was a good discussion. But then I asked him about Biden and Biden's ability to handle somebody like Putin or the Saudis or Xi in China. And Pompeo just said, matter of fact, everybody knows the man can't do it. All of our enemies and our allies know that the president of the United States is not up for dealing with complicated situations. That is frightening. Yeah. And that's exactly why this whole thing is going south so fast.
Yeah, and you can tell even the mainstream media is beginning to ask questions, which they often haven't done for Joe Biden, but it's starting to become apparent to everyone. I want to turn to today's breaking news. You've covered a lot of great congressional investigations over the years. Put them in context. The January 6th committee just held its last public hearing. Then at the end of it, they did something odd. They then subpoenaed the man who's been accused of all the things during the hearing. I don't know where they're going to get his story into this now that they're done with hearings, but how does the January 6th committee rank as an investigation compared to many of the other great things you've covered in your career?
Well, it's entertainment, I guess, for the hate Trump cadres. As far as history is concerned, it's nothing. Nobody will remember it. It was obviously put into place to try to come up with something to embarrass Donald Trump or ruin Donald Trump. It has failed. I know what happened on January 6th. I've said it to my audience very, very clearly. January 6th committee, they don't care what really happened. All right. And I'll just give you one very clear example. I was on a Chris Cuomo show last night. I don't know whether you saw it or not. And he was running wild on News Nation with, now we have Mar-a-Lago people moving boxes around. Okay. And I looked at him, I said, is this another anonymous source? Oh, yeah, it's anonymous source. I said, it's 585 anonymous source, is that right? So you remember Cassidy Hutchinson, and Trump lurched across the limo and grabbed the Secret Service aid. You remember that? Gotcha. How many days? 5 days, page one, hysteria everywhere. Number one, it's physically impossible for anybody, any human being, to do that in a presidential limo. It's just too big. Yep. Nobody could lurch across. And number two, easily the January 6th committee could have subpoenaed the two Secret Service agents who were in the car. They did. They believe Cassidy Hutchinson, all right, believe every word she said, but to corroborate it, they bring in these two Secret Service. Nope, didn't bring them in. Why? Because they knew it didn't happen. Yeah. That's all you need to know about the January 6th committee. They're not in business to find the truth. Now, this subpoena play for Trump is going nowhere. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. Right. He's going to not answer that thing, and they're gone. Yep. They're gone, okay? The House will take the GOP will take the House, and that'll be the end of the January 6th. A week before the election, January 6th committee will issue a report that says Trump did everything. Right. Trump was invisible. He was in the Capitol. Nobody saw him, but he broke windows. Yeah. He was going, come on in. Come on. Trump did this. He was an apparition. He did that. Yep. That's what you're going to get a week before. But no serious person takes this committee seriously.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. And then the public turned out a long time ago. And why let truth get in the way of a good show? Bill, I want to ask you before we go, got about a minute left, your book, the insight that you give to these three stars that I think everybody thought they knew everything about, amazing, but the toll that celebrity takes is so palpable in this. What do you hope readers take from it?
Well, this is cultural history, the 12th killing book. The other 11 dealt with presidents and wars and things like that. But cultural history is how we live today. And all three of these men, Elvis Presley, John Lennon, Muhammad Ali, directly influenced how we live today, John.
Yeah, that's true.
And people don't know that. Elvis Presley crashed the conformist culture of the 1950s, single-handedly crashed it. The Beatles were the spear point in the sex, drugs, and rock and roll revolution of the 60s. Muhammad Ali raised the scent to the highest level in the country's history by refusing to go into the armed forces and then pivoted into the civil rights movement. Their fame destroyed them. That is the theme of the book.
It is an amazing book. Folks, if you haven't got it, I can't put it down. Every free moment I have, I'm reading it. Bill, it's an incredible, like all your books, incredible contribution to the American public. And great to have you on today. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, John. Thank you.
All right, folks, stick around. When we come back, Seb Gorka is going to join us right after the commercial break. Hey folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family. The former deputy assistant to President Donald Trump, the host of America First, and my good friend, Sebastian Gorka. Seb, great to have you on the show.
Thank you. I think this is the first time I've been on the show, and as such, that introduction you gave me is one that my father would have been proud of and my mother would have believed. Thank you. And I want to say on top of that, personally, thank you for everything you've done, especially in the last 6 years, to just keep the legacy media's feet to the fire. You are a true investigative journalist. And, you know, when you called me earlier this week with that bombshell about the Danchenko trial and the $1 million bounty for smear material paid for by the FBI, that's just the kind of thing you do. You do real journalism, and you are a breed, John Solomon.
Well, we're lucky. I mean, getting to use your bullhorn, come on your show every week is amazing. What do you have, like 3 million listeners. It's amazing, right?
3 million listeners across the nation on 300 stations from Los Angeles to New York, and then all the other video components and social media.
That's just amazing. It's such a great show. I come off your show, I get lots of reaction. I know they're great listeners, and it's a mutual admiration society for a great reason. We love the work we do together. Hey, I want to ask you about this Saudi thing. It seems to be getting more serious. Some members of Congress starting to stir for an investigation. Joe Biden goes over and tells the Saudis, hey, don't cut your oil production until after the midterms. Kind of sounds like election interference from a foreign power. What do you think?
I think it's a shut and close. It's an open and shut case. I mean, there are many, many reasons to have an impeachment against the current incumbent of the White House, the open border being one of them. But this is just flagrant. This is asking another nation, a Middle Eastern nation, to be involved in U.S. politics. It is an egregious transgression of all the rules that should pertain to any election in the United States. And let's not forget, it is all the more piquant because it was Joe Biden. We now have the declassified DOJ memorandum notes, the meeting notes of when he was vice president in a meeting in the Oval with Obama, who said, let's use the Logan Act to get Mike Flynn. They wanted to get National Security Advisor Mike Flynn. So going after individuals who were duly designated incoming National Security Advisors for talking foreign policy with foreign nations was his idea. Now he's doing something much, much worse, which is asking other nations to get involved in our domestic elections, John.
Yeah, it's remarkable. And both the White House not denying it, Saudi Kingdom explicit about what went on in that meeting. I bet you this plays on for several days. It'll be interesting to see where it leads in the investigation realm. There's a bigger subplot to this, which is we're in this situation because Joe Biden turned off the spigot on the greatest energy machine America had ever created, basically tightening the supply in the world, and the rest of the world saying, stop pressing us. You got your own resources. Why aren't you using them in the marketplace? This is a self-inflicted crisis, isn't it?
Yeah, when we were in the White House, so the president understood that the lifeblood, literally, of this nation's economy is energy. And not only did he, you know, get the state out of the way of small businesses, he had this, I don't know if you remember, we had this pledge at the beginning of the administration, he would not sign any new presidential order unless two existing ones had been rescinded. Right. He wanted to lessen the burden on the American taxpayer and business owner. By the end of the first 9 months, not even the first 12 months in office, that ratio of 2-1 had actually exploded to 22-1. The president had rescinded 22 prior government presidential directives and regulations to every new one he was signed. And one of the key ones was energy. And by the time, even before COVID hit, our nation for the first time ever had so much energy, we were actually selling it to other people, which meant we weren't beholden to Russia, we weren't beholden to OPEC. And now, instead of telling Americans to drill, we are asking Saudi Arabia. How telling is it, John, the first day in office, literally January the 20th, the afternoon of the inauguration, Joe Biden kills the XL Keystone pipeline, suspends all new licenses for drilling and fracking on federal territory. Yeah. That's why we are where we are today. That's how we got this $7 per gallon gas in California. This is a direct result of government policies emanating from this White House.
Yeah, we went from drilling to shrilling. It's just unbelievable, the change, and it's less than 2 years. I mean, that's how dramatic it is. One of the things about energy production is once you shut it down, you can't ramp it up right away. It takes a long time, a lead time in the energy industry to ramp these things back up. It seems like we're headed to 2 or 3 years of very difficult energy crisis. Is America ready for that?
I don't think so. I mean, the trouble is we have an administration. If you look at the pronouncements of Granholm, the energy secretary, if you look at the transportation pronouncements from Buttigieg and others, these are individuals who are, my phrase is, hostages to their own ideology. When you have the likes of Buttigieg and Granholm say, we need to have streets in America where every car is electric. Well, how do you do that when in California right now, the government is sending out directives? This is the richest state in the union, should be completely self-sufficient. Its economy is bigger than most national economies. And they say to the residents of California, please do not charge your vehicles at night because we don't have enough electricity.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bad joke. Yeah. It's a bad job. Tell the plumber with the F-150 that he has to do his job with a Tesla where there are no charging stations in that part of the Midwest where he lives. These people are not rational. They're ideologues. And we need energy independence because that's what makes for a strong, powerful economy, John. It's very simple.
Yeah, it really is. And we had an interview with President Trump earlier. He said, listen, I can solve inflation in 10 minutes. Open up the energy spigots. Everything's going to come down. And it's such an obvious equation, but no one seems to be executing it in the Democratic administration. Seb, we got about 2 minutes left. I wanted to ask you about the election. Elections are usually fall into two categories. There's the affirmation election, like Ronald Reagan in 84, Morning in America. You've done a good job. We want 4 more years of you. And then there's the you're fired election. This 2022 election seems to be a repudiation election of what the last 2 years have been about. What are you looking for in the final 25 days of the election as bellwether signs for how Republicans perform?
Well, I recently had the best pollster out there ever since Rasmussen sold his company. Trafalgar is the most reliable. Robert Cahill said that he expects a 25 to 30 seat majority for the Republicans and between a 2 and 4 seat majority for the Republicans in the Senate. So I trust Robert. What I really care about is election integrity. The reporting that you've done on Eugene Yu, the arrest in California, the issues with the last election. What I want to see is the states do their duty. The Constitution is clear. Even in federal elections, it is the state legislature that guarantees the security of the elections. In 2020, that was not the case. In Pennsylvania, in Georgia, you had governors, state secretaries running roughshod over even the state constitution. So what I want to see is the people who are responsible do their constitutional duty for the citizens of each state, then we'll have a good result. But it's going to be a repudiation election. Why? Because the Senate, the House, and the White House belongs to the Democrats. Record inflation, record gas prices, open border. You're only voting on one thing. Did the Democrats deliver or didn't they deliver? And I think the answer is pretty clear, John.
Yeah, I think the polling is really starting to show that. Real quickly, Seb, how do people find your show, find you on social media? I love your show. I love coming on every week. What's the best way to stay connected to you?
Well, you are an absolute fan favorite. So the show is America First across the nation on Salem Radio. You can find us on all social media. We've got about 4 million followers already. Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And then the easiest is, of course, the website, just sebgorka.com. And then if you want my written stuff, exclusive access to my written stuff, it's sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's the brand new Substack. So my full name, Sebastian Gorka, G-O-R-K-A .substack.com. But in the meantime, don't forget, you got a bookmark, justinnews.com and Dave Sullivan Reports.
Wow, what a great interview. Hey, don't touch that dial. Don't change that cell phone. We're going to be right back with Bernie Kerik right after these messages. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right. You heard me right. 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special. 4 years for $30 and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
Welcome back, everybody. When our next guest served as the New York City Police Commissioner, working for the police force was heroic and largely sought after, but now morale within the force across the country is at historic lows as crime continues to increase. Bernie Kerik joins us now to discuss crime, police, and what's next. Bernie, great to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Miranda.
I wanted to ask you, my co-host published an article over at Just the News, The 7 Days of Mayhem. Crime is spiking all over the country, but this father, Paul Cutts, who was visiting his son at Marist College, and then this woman, Kira Benefield, the mother who was murdered just 24 hours after her husband, who'd been charged with harassment, among other things, was released on no bail. These problems have unfortunately become endemic to blue cities like New York City. I guess pertaining to the politics of it all, is there any quick fix to any of it, or are there just too many problems to strike all at once?
No, the quick fix starts with the governors, really. You know, and I'll give you an example. In New York State, you know, we have one of the most liberal bail reform laws in the country, which has emboldened the bad guys. It's letting them out of jail. It's taking away the judge's discretion when they're holding them or sentencing them. So that's number one. And we have a governor in New York State that's refused to repeal that bail reform law. Then you have prosecutors, just like in New York City and other cities around the country, that are refusing to prosecute. These left-wing radical prosecutors, many of them funded by George Soros, that's not doing their job intentionally, I might add, and the governors are allowing them to stay in those positions. And then lastly, you have mayors like Eric Adams in New York City, who's not supporting his cops, who's not putting the funding into the department as he should. He's more worried about cops standing on a corner talking on a cell phone than he is backing them and supporting them and indemnifying them and telling them, go out and do the job you were sworn to do and I will support you. So when you take all those things, you're going to have a substantial increase in crime because the cops aren't going to be out there proactive policing. The prosecutors aren't doing their jobs and they get no backing from the governors.
Yeah, it's the perfect storm, and it's creating innocent victims every day, whether it's the dad at Marist College, the abused wife whose husband gets let out a few hours after he's arrested and he goes and kills her allegedly. There's another dynamic at work here, which is as these police departments get demoralized and handcuffed and not able to do their job, a lot of their more senior experienced officers are leaving. I think 523 members left the force in June in just the NYPD where you used to oversee. There is a brain drain that's going to take many years to fill again. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, John. Not only a brain drain, but keep in mind, it's enormously hard to recruit these days. Nobody wants to work in a city or for a jurisdiction where you don't have the full backing of the mayor or the city council. In New York City, you still have city council members calling for defunding. You have city council members that actively say they despise the New York City Police Department, yet they'll go out and pay for their own security. The bottom line is, this stuff is continuing, but I want to touch on one thing, John. When you talk about crime victims, the most substantial reductions in New York City violent crime under Rudy Giuliani happened in the black communities. You know, we reduced overall murder in New York City back in the early 90s, 2000s, by about 70%. But in the black communities, where the violent crime was the highest, that number, the murder rate, dropped almost 80%. Today, that's where it's increasing. So the black communities, the communities of color, are suffering because these mayors and governors aren't doing their job, and it's not going to change until they start.
Yeah, it's devastating to see. But something that I found very interesting, Pew Research came out with a poll that showed that Hispanic and Black Americans want more law enforcement, even more so than let's say white liberals in these big cities. That's incredible because you have WMWPs, what I call well-meaning white people, who want better things for minority communities, and yet the minority communities, they're not communicating, apparently, on the level of law enforcement that they desire.
Well, here's what happens. The people that bash the cops, you know, Black Lives Matter and Antifa and those kind of groups, they're all antagonizers from the outside. But if you go into New York City and you go to Bed-Stuy or you go to Queens or you go to, you know, somewhere in Brooklyn where it's a solid black community, I guarantee you, those community leaders, the real community leaders in those communities, they're going to tell you, bring in as many cops as you physically can. We want all the support we can get. We want safer streets. We want safer communities. But you have the activists on the outside screaming and yelling about Black Lives Matter. They are a detriment to the black community.
Bernie, you played such an important role with Mayor Giuliani in cleaning up the last time New York went off the rails with crime. You used a lot of smart tactics in community policing. You did a lot of different things. The dynamics are even worse now because the liberals went even further than they did in the 80s. What are some of the prescriptions that if Republicans get in control of some of these places, they can put in now to start rolling back this crime scourge?
Well, the first thing they got to do is go after a bunch of these, you know, like the bail reform laws and things like that. Put in as much funding and as much money as they can into the cops types programs that we had back in the 90s.
Right.
Go after the president on the border issues. You know, New York City is going to get hammered. John, I predicted what we're seeing now, if you remember, 6 months ago, eight
you
months
did.
Ago.
Yeah,
I
right
said
here
it's
on this
coming.
Show. Yep.
That's right. And I'm telling you, in 6 months from now, based on all this border influx, you're going to see substantial surges that we haven't seen in years. And I'll leave you with this. David Paterson, the former governor of the state of New York, who is black, who's a New York City guy. He's a great guy. He went public, I think, with you, John, and talked about how he's more afraid today. He's more worried today being on the streets of New York City than he was back in the 80s and 90s. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
For that guy to say that, that's terrifying.
Yeah, we had that story. He was on with John Catsimatidis up in WABC. We wrote that story. Everybody's been talking about it. And, you know, he's such an honest guy. That's a great thing about the governor. You get a straight story from him. Amazing.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. Bernie, I wanted to ask you about something that's very curious to me. Not that the mode of attack really matters in the ultimate outcome, but we're seeing a major spike in knife attacks over guns. Why is that? Do you know?
Well, I don't think it's any specific reason other than you have a lot more bad guys on the streets. The bottom line is if you were locking these guys up and throwing away the key, if you were holding the really violent guys when they got arrested instead of letting them back out, you wouldn't see a bunch of the stuff that we're seeing today. You're going to see continued increases. If they can't find a firearm, if they can't get to a gun, they're going to use a knife. That's what we're seeing now. But the key is locking them up. Don't let them back out. When you lock them up and you send them for pretrial detention, hold them. Don't let them out. If the guy's in for a violent crime, you let him out within 24 hours, he's going to go back and do what he did in the first place. That's what we're seeing.
Yeah, that's so true. Commissioner, we got less than a minute. I just want to ask you about fentanyl because it's made every city and community in America a border town. People being poisoned, dropping dead every day from this. Best strategy we can tackle right now to rein this in?
You know what, John? I think they have to change the laws on fentanyl. I think, you know, there has to be severe, severe mandatory minimums for people that get caught with it, get caught dealing with it. We just had a couple cops, you know, the results aren't in, but I guarantee you it's probably fentanyl. Two cops came in contact with some white powder substance on an arrestee and wound up being evacuated to the hospital. Bottom line is this stuff is severe, and we have to have the harshest penalties for it.
Yes, absolutely. Poisoning America, John, you said it. Bernie, thank you again so much for being with us.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, folks, that wraps up the Saturday edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Big thanks to Bill O'Reilly, Seb Gorka, Bernie Carrick. What a great group of interviews for a Saturday morning. Hope you enjoyed the show. We will be back tomorrow on Sunday. That's right. Tune us in for Sunday brunch. We've got an all-star lineup. James Comer, the Republican who's going to oversee the House Oversight Committee if Republicans win the election. Followed by some pretty big voices. Kevin Brock, the former intelligence chief of the FBI, on all the revelations that occurred this week during the Danchenko trial. The Republican nominee for Pennsylvania governor, Doug Mastriano, is here. Then we're going to go to Iran. These protests over the killing of an innocent young Iranian woman just because she didn't have her headdress on right, just because she showed a little bit of hair, the religious radical police beat her to death. That has launched the most extraordinary protests we've seen in Iran. And Ali Safavi from the opposition leadership in Iran, the National Council for Resistance of Iran. Ali Safavi is going to give us an update. What's going on the ground? What could happen? What do the people of Iran need from America, Europe, and the West? We're going to get all that from Ali Safavi. And then we're going to round out with one of America's great country artists, John Rich. He'll be joining us to round out the show to talk about cancel culture, how he beat the woke music industry in Nashville and got number one song without having to go through any of the normal channels of the industry, without having to bow a knee to censorship or political correctness. John Rich, one of the greatest country artists of all time, tomorrow on John Solomon Reports. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-200. G-O-L-D, gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold. Or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family.